back in January of 2016, as the presidential primary season was just getting started, this commentator broadcast a piece called America's European Election. My point at the time was that rather than an election represented by more traditional American politicians and familiar ideologies, we were moving into an election cycle that looked positively European, and not only European, but a European of the 1930s. On one hand, we had the Donald, who from his first days on the campaign trail was quite obviously channeling Italy's most famous fascist, Benito Mussolini, whether he knew it or not. And of course, Bernie Sanders, whose bread-and-butter style social democracy might not have raised an eyebrow in Europe, but still sounded quite radical in an America that has never figured out that democratic socialism has almost nothing in common with the horrors of Stalinist communism. And of course, both trends continue to this day with the fascist politics of nationalist identity, an ideology once thought quite dead, growing stronger both here and abroad almost daily. And frankly, these days, the tone of our upcoming election seems less generically European than more broadly global, indeed moving into an arena almost, if sadly not totally, unprecedented in American history. Indeed, that electoral trauma has most likely already begun. And this commentator is hardly talking about whether William Weld will successfully challenge Donald Trump for the Republican nomination or whether Harris's attacks on Biden will draw blood. No, what I'm referring to is what happened over the last week from Gilroy to Ohio and Texas. Oh, sure, mass murders are starting to get all too familiar. So familiar, some are simply turning a blind eye, losing interest, and arguing over whether sending thoughts and prayers or simply outlawing automatic weapons is a more effective response. No, indeed, there is every chance that we are arguing over the wrong issues. But none of this is about the sick behavior of a society with too many military-style weapons in civilian hands, but the opening shots of an era of electoral violence completely beyond the American political experience. A real possibility, obvious to anyone who has studied less American history and more global. Indeed, all the usual ingredients are certainly present. A president who sees himself exclusively as the leader of his own team rather than of America. A president who more immediately well understands that once he leaves office, it won't be to the usual distinguished career of a senior statesman, but more likely as an indicted criminal. A president supported by a minority troika of evangelicals who think he's some sort of new messiah, white nationalists who are convinced he will protect the purity of their so-called white blood, and plutocrats who are so rich they don't think they need the protections of a real democracy. Indeed, that three-stooled support base, none of whom appreciate the atmosphere of compromise democracy requires, are now facing a majority opposition absolutely convinced, and with good measure, that Trump is destroying America's evolving identity as a more inclusive, racially tolerant, religiously secular, and pluralistic society, all the while handicapping our ability to effectively slow down the destabilization of the entire planetary climatic system. In short, these are not the usual battles over small or large government, the gold or silver standard, or even foreign adventures that so animated the elections of earlier American generations. Rather, historically uncompromising battles over one's core identity, all playing out in a society bustling with weapons, filled with voters, struggling to protect their identity, however curiously they define it. Now, it seems clear to this commentator that while we must certainly protect the integrity of the ballot box and stop the Russians from interfering, it is also absolutely clear that the upcoming election has every possibility of being the most violent in American history, a reality that every single one of us has to clearly think through, lest we lose everything both sides hold dear.